is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. Immunical is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is a gentleman I first met back in 1972 when he and a man named Gary Arnold, Gary had actually written, Gary Allen had written a book called None Dare Call a Conspiracy, a book which probably put out as many as 10 million copies and introduced many people to the Council on Foreign Relations. And this whole idea that there is a clique that really runs the world. Well, since then, of course, Gary Allen passed away, but Larry Abraham is still here. He's writing something called The Insider Report. We used to read it. I hadn't heard from Larry in a number of years. And then just out of the blue, he called yesterday. And so I asked him to come on. He's still putting out The Insider Report. Has a fascinating article I just finished reading, going into the third jihad, the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington, professor of history at Harvard University, wrote about in a book and articles in Foreign Affairs magazines, where the elite are being brought up to an understanding that there is a potential conflict, or really a very real conflict, between the Muslim world and Western civilization. So I thought we'd put Larry on this morning so you could hear his views. Anyway, go ahead, Larry. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again and talk to you after such a long time.
Right, it is. Well, anyway, I was fascinated by your feeling. I mean, your feeling that we are almost being forced to go to war with the Islamic world.
Well, as I point out in the piece that you referenced, which your listeners can read for themselves if they just go to insiderreport.net and then click on the article Clash of Civilizations and the Great Caliphate. I point out in this piece that actually what radical Islam is doing is has launched, and it started back prior to 1979, it has launched what they call the Third Great Jihad. The first jihad came shortly after the Prophet's death, or actually during his life, and then continued on after the death of Muhammad, as Islam spread out from Mecca, both east and west. It came to an end in 1492 when the Islamics were thrown out of Spain by Ferdinand and Isabella, after having been slowed down in their western advance at Tours in France by Charles Martel, the father of Charlemagne. The Second Great Jihad came with the Ottoman Empire, they had tried to invade Austria. Don Juan of Austria was a major person trying to muster the forces of Western civilization to meet that threat. He was having a difficult time, and ironically enough, the people thwarting his efforts most were coming out of France. That's kind of an almost a deja vu all over again ring to it. That second jihad was finally put to an end when the forces of Don Juan of Austria defeated the mighty armada of Ali Pasha in the Battle of Lepanto, a great naval battle. This was after they had been thwarted at the gates of Vienna. Then,
well, that was 1682 for our listeners.
1682. So they've been smarting and fussing and fuming about these two defeats virtually since that time. It's hard to believe, but it's true. It's hard to believe until you see what they do when they come to power, like they did in Afghanistan, like they're doing in Iran. They literally cast the society in which they live back into the 13th and 14th century. They reject everything about modernism except the implements of war, which is an interesting contradiction. They see that there can be no welding of modern technology, society, with the Quran and their view of religion as held by what is now called the Wahhabist sect of Islam, which was started back in the late 1920s by radical emirs and mullahs in Saudi Arabia. Bin Laden, Zarqawi, all the followers of Al-Qaeda and these radical sects are believers in the Wahhabism sect of Islam. And part of it now is to bring to its knees Western civilization, primarily the great Satan, the United States. And they will stop at nothing to bring this about. And as I point out in the piece that I've cited, the Clash of Civilizations and the Great Caliphate, their view of a world is to create a great caliphate, a caliphate being an Arab world word for a dynasty that would stretch from Indonesia to Morocco. And it would incorporate all countries where Muslims are either in the majority or about to come into the majority. And there could be no deviation from their view of how the world is to be run, worked, and organized. And it's pretty frightening when you consider that this isn't just a ragged band of nomads now, but a very powerful group that is receiving financing from a number of emirs and wealthy oil princes, and has declared war on the world. And the current man in charge of Iran, Ahmadinejad, is simply a reincarnation or rebirth of the Ayatollah Khomeini, who came to power thanks to the Carter State Department in 1979.
But you know, the everything you say is absolutely true. The incredible thing about this, though, is, I mean, certainly much of the funding is coming from Saudi Arabia, and we're backing Saudi Arabia. Other funding is coming from Pakistan. We're backing Pakistan. And as you pointed out, we, the American State Department under Jimmy Carter, with the help of Zinoviev Brzezinski, the master manipulator, were the ones who brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in 1979. None of this really makes sense. We'll be back with Larry Abraham in just a moment, talking about the Clash of Civilizations, which I think is going to soon bring about World War III.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Join us this May 20th as we mark the third annual observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Peace of Jerusalem. How can you participate? Simply pray to God for the peace of Jerusalem on May 20th. Gather in your congregations. Join people all over the world who are offering prayer. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Peter Medford, our guest this morning, Larry Abraham, who is pointing out that there really is, and within the Islamic world, certain people who want to restore the world of Muhammad and this a violent form of jihad that actually characterized the first several hundred years of the Muslim faith. And you know,
actually, let me interrupt you, Dr. Stan. It has characterized Islam since its foundation. It isn't just its first hundred years. It has characterized Islam in many of its variations virtually since the 7th century.
Well, but there certainly are Muslims that really don't agree with this.
Of course there is, and that's a very vital point. You said just before the break that one of the contradictions that bothers you is that we're supporting Pakistan, we're supporting Egypt, we're supporting Saudi Arabia. We have no choice, because here's the point. Probably some of the most vital targets of the radical Islamofascists themselves, as the phrase is now being called, are Musharraf of Pakistan, Mubarak of Egypt, Hussein in Jordan. These people are not radical Islamists. They are not enemies of the West. And although they may not be our ideal Democrats, who in this country is an ideal Democrat? The whole idea of not supporting our interests because of, quote, human rights, that was a Jimmy Carter construct, and it has been counter to the foreign policy interests of the United States virtually from the very beginning. It was this sort of nonsense that saw Jimmy Carter get public sympathy or public approbation for helping depose the Shah and install the Ayatollah in the first place. Now, if Musharraf goes down in Pakistan, who is our ally, then what happens? This would throw Pakistan and its military and its atomic capability into the hands of radical Islamists who control many parts of the army. The same thing would be true in Egypt. If Mubarak went down, the radicals who are challenging him in Egypt almost on a daily basis, and both these guys have had numerous assassination attempts on their life, they would choke off the Suez Canal and virtually make our ability to move ourselves around in the high seas impossible. And I should also point out that just because somebody may not be the ideal of American democratic principles does not mean that it might not be to our best interest to ally with them, as is in the case of the three men I just cited, or even the princes in Saudi Arabia. The royal family is a target of the radical Islamists because they want the wealth and they want the oil.
Well,
so we can't just take a whole country and throw it out. It'd be like, who do you see? It would be like people abroad saying, okay, we're going to throw out America because we disagree with the radical left in America. Well, that's one faction of people who are trying to come to power in the United States, but it certainly doesn't represent the sentiments of the vast majority of the people in the United States.
Well, I certainly agree with everything you're saying, Larry. The one thing that bothers me is that so much of the funding for this whole radical Islamic movement is coming from Saudi Arabia. And even the funding of the insurgency that is being used to kill our boys in Iraq is coming from Saudi Arabia. Why don't we give them an ultimatum? You stop this and stop funding this radical form of Islam in Africa and in Asia and in South America and right here in America, where the Saudis are building the mosques that are pushing this radical form of Islam and hate America. Why don't we just stop, tell them to stop that funding, or we're going to turn our backs on them?
Well, the reason we don't, and let's not mince any words about it. The reason we don't is a modern insanity infecting our own society called political correctness. You cannot say anything bad about any group, racial group, religious group, ethnic group, unless you happen to be a white middle-class Christian male, and then you're fair game for everybody who to bash you, ridicule you, make fun of you. But the whole idea of political correctness is now the operating tenet of the left in America. You know where that phrase comes from, Stan?
Tell me.
The Cultural Revolution of Mao Zedong. Political correctness was a phrase used by the cultural revolutionaries to condemn their enemies of traditional Chinese history, philosophy, and society as they were trying to tear it up by the roots in during that madness that infected China for three long years.
Yeah,
so the whole idea of being politically correct has its origin in Mao's Little Red Book.
Well, certainly the era of the Red Guard in China has certain parallels here in America today, where anybody who dares to speak out immediately is attacked. They never talk about what the issues are. They simply attack the individuals, whoever they may be.
Well, that's right. And when was the last time you heard a liberal Democrat of any position, senator, congressman, governor, spokesman, speak about radical Islamofascism? They won't. And here's the irony and the madness of modern liberalism. It really is just a complete mental disorder. They would even be destroyed themselves by continuing down the path they're on. Do any of these people believe that they could take their liberal pleadings into a Taliban-type operation and walk away with their head on their shoulders? I don't even know if they think about such things. But in the name of power, and in the name of reascending themselves to power, they're willing to destroy every tenet of Americanism, starting with our foreign policy to defend ourselves.
Well, the article that you've written, and it's a very, very provocative article, you point out that the Bush administration realized that we were moving towards a clash with the Islamic world even before 9/11, and of course 9/11 then of course allowed them to begin to mobilize the American people with the idea of going to war, so we could establish our bases there in Iraq, so that we would be able to begin to try to neutralize this growing threat. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. And my big quarrel with the Bush administration is it hasn't shot straight with the American people.
In other words, it hasn't told us the truth.
It hasn't told us the truth as to why we went to war in Iraq. Now, our reasons for going to war in Iraq were, as I point out in the piece, to set a giant aircraft carrier right down in the middle of this radical Arab world, where you could, in this sense, do what the president says, fight them over there rather than here. I'm not opposed to that.
All right, but how do you feel about the possibility of a coming war with Iran and Syria? What do you think that's going to do to the average Muslim, who is not a radical? Don't you think we are, in some of our actions, actually increasing this animosity towards the West on the part of the average person?
Well, I don't think we are. I think there are elements at work to do that. I don't, for example, understand why Al Jazeera should continue to operate out of Qatar as a mouthpiece for the very forces that we're fighting while we're holding up the sheikdom in Qatar.
You're absolutely right. In fact, we do 9 hours a day on Telstar 5, a satellite that is an American-controlled satellite, and they're broadcasting Al Jazeera's programs right here in the United States to the Islamic population, building hatred of America right here in our own country.
It isn't hate. See, this is a myth. The idea that all of the Muslim world is hating America. Now, who created that myth? That's being created by Al Arabiya and Al Jazeera.
Right.
By the forces of Al Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah. They're the ones who are saying this. The truth of the matter is, and this is also an interesting contradiction of what Americans think they believe. At the one hand, they believe that America is now hated throughout the Islamic world, but they also believe that the young people in Iran want to be just like Americans. And that we're supposed to foster an internal revolution in Iran, which we easily could do. Ahmadinejad, there was no reason why this guy had to come to power. And I should also point out, the very same liberal forces who are trying to hamstring and have been hamstringing a rational approach to both foreign policy and how we conduct our affairs internally were the very same ones who dismantled the CIA also under Jimmy Carter to the point where we could have no agents or what we call assets on the ground to make sure that we could do the sort of things that need to be done to stop Ahmadinejad and Iran to come to power.
Well, certainly this Ahmadinejad is some of the things he's doing just don't make sense to me. Why he would make the statements he is, why he would be doing everything he can to flaunt the West. I mean, you would think that logic would tell him, make your concessions. The last thing you want is a war. And on the other hand, everything he's doing, it would almost be like he's reading a script as if he's inviting an attack by the West, which is madness.
Well, he's doing it for the same reason. Let me give you the logic of it, okay? Remember, we're dealing with megalomaniacs. These are people whose mania for power has disassociated themselves from rationality. And I've spent my whole life, Dr. Stan, studying the accumulation, the use, abuse of power. That's been my study for 50 years. Now, it isn't any different with a guy like this than it was under a Hitler, a Stalin, or a Mao. They cults of personality build up. They have people around them who are blowing smoke up their skirt constantly. There's nobody around them who disagree with them on anything, and everybody around them is telling them how wonderful and how great they are, and then they look, and these same sycophants look into their mental processes and say, what does he want to hear most? Oh, that he's the great opponent to the great Satan, the United States. What you've got going on with this fool in Iran is little different than what you have with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, or the rising Evo Morales in Bolivia, or a candidate for president in Mexico by the name of Andres Obrador. These are people who get their popularity by spitting in the face of the United States and having us call it due. I think that was an old Maoist saying, you know, we spit in their face and they call it due. So are they, what are they doing? They are doing this to prop up their own popularity with their own base. We understand how that works in American politics. A big conversation going on today. What is Hillary doing to prop up her base on the left? What is Bush doing to prop up his base on the right? Well, these people are doing the same sort of thing. What are they doing to prop up their base? So, shouting out at the United States and making all these pronouncements. Now, how do you put an end to it? You put an end to it exactly the way Reagan put an end to it with Gaddafi. You drop a cruise missile right in on top of him. You don't have to go to war with Iran to stop this nonsense. You just take out Ahmadinejad. You don't have to go to war in Syria. You take out Hassan. You don't have to engage the entire populations of these countries. You do a little selective surgery. You cut it out. It's a cancer.
Well, do you think that simply a limited attack with conventional weapons on Iran would not be, for all intents and purposes, a declaration of war? Do you think that the Iranians would simply sit back and do absolutely nothing, in their own defense?
Well, you're assuming that the Iranians would see the elimination of Ahmadinejad as something that's threatening their own defense. I don't think that's valuable thinking, and I don't think it's accurate.
First of all, this guy got
to be president by eliminating all of his opponents, just the way Hugo Chavez came to the presidency. They don't win these things because they're paragons of virtue and and pinnacles of admiration. Now, there's another thing to look at, too. This goes back to what I said about the CIA. There was a law actually passed during the Carter administration that said that the CIA could not eliminate somebody, or what they called, they could not engage in wet measures.
Right.
Selective assassinations. We're supposed to put whole populations in jeopardy because we can't kill one man.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with our old friend Larry Abraham right here at the American Freedom Network.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Larry Abraham. Larry, would you like to get your website, perhaps your telephone number out?
Well, not a telephone number, but the website is
all right.
Insider Report. That's all one word. Make sure you put the two R's there back to back. InsiderReport.net. And there you can see information on my email-delivered newsletter, which I've been writing and publishing for over 25 years. I have available there for current accessors to that website this article, The Clash of Civilizations and the Great Caliphate, as well as an article on why the current precious metals market is makes so much sense. So, and there's information there on how to subscribe and samples and things of that nature.
All right, very good. Well, we were talking before we went to the break about the CIA and, of course, the fact that the Church Committee back in the 70s had actually limited the CIA's ability to do so-called wet jobs, which has mean assassination. Do you honestly believe that the CIA is no longer assassinating people in this country or throughout the world?
Well, I don't believe that CIA is assassinating the right people. I don't know what they're doing or not doing in that regard, but it's like Stalin once said, you know, any damn fool can commit murder. It takes a professional to commit an accident. And we at one time had an intelligence arm that was capable of doing these sorts of things. War, as von Clausewitz pointed out in his Principles of Warfare, is simply an extension of diplomacy by other means. Why go to war with a whole country of people, go through the agony of disrupting all those lives, when if through a little bit of selective assassination, you can take care of it? For example, let's take a look at Iraq. Why not just have a strategic effort to take out Saddam Hussein before launching a full-scale war in Iraq? Now, there were all sorts of arguments as to why that wasn't done at the end of Desert Storm in 1991. And some of those arguments were valid by saying you create a vacuum and then you end up with the possibility of a civil war, Sunnis fighting Shias, fighting Kurds. Those things all have to be taken into consideration, but the whole idea that if we stand up for our interests and if we properly fight this war against the great caliphate, we're somehow going to enrage and inflame the whole Arab world, that's invalid. I mean, in 1939, 1941, standing up to Hitler and Tojo meant we were going to inflame the whole Germanic and the Japanese world. Well, so be it. But that's part of the obligation of the sovereignty and the people who run it in this country, and I'm talking about the President of the United States and the Congress.
But do you think, for instance, there's a wonderful book we carry written by Robert Baer, CIA agent in Iraq, in Kurdistan, in 1995. He said that at least on two occasions the Iraqi military was willing to overthrow and take care of Iraq, of Saddam Hussein. They wanted to get him out of the country. They wanted to kill him. And each time our State Department betrayed those military officers and they were tortured, their families were tortured to death, on not one but two occasions, why would we be discouraging people who wanted to take out Saddam Hussein? Why didn't we let the military overthrow him? It was almost as if everything that's going on was some sort of a different plan. Maybe the CIA has a different vision of what the world should be than you and I do.
No, let me tell you the core of it, Stan. Here's the core. American foreign policy, whether overt or covert, is now subject to the treaties that we signed creating and furthering the United Nations. I've written many times in my newsletter, if American foreign policy doesn't make any sense to you, it's because American foreign policy is not unilateral. We can't do anything unilaterally, even save ourselves now, unless it has UN approbation. There's where the rub is. Now, if the United States had fostered a revolution against Saddam Hussein, that would be in violation of some UN principle, and then there would be a UN conference, and then there would be all this viewing with alarm. For example, 1 week, exactly 1 week, almost to the day, when the planes flew into the World Trade Center in New York, 1 week earlier, at an UN-sponsored conference in Durban, South Africa, against terrorism and racism, who did they condemn in the UN conference? They condemned Israel and the United States. And this was a UN-sponsored conference, and the only resolution that was offered there was anti-Israel, and it was offered by the forces of PLO and supported by the majority of the UN delegates. So if our foreign policy doesn't make any sense, including covert operations to eliminate guys like Saddam Hussein before the fact of war, or Ahmadinejad before the fact of war, or Assad in Syria before the fact of war. It's because we can't do it because of our involvement in the UN.
Maybe we ought to get out of the United Nations.
We have to get out of the UN. There's no way we can save our country as a member of the United Nations.
But you see, the major thrust of American foreign policy is world government. This is what our globalists, as you had written so well, you know, back in 1972, the major thrust of American foreign policy is this idea of world government. So why, that's why we stay in the United Nations and use that to push this idea of globalism. These people in charge have no loyalty to the United States. Their loyalty is this idea of a one-world government. I agree with you. We ought to get out, but we're not going to do it.
Well, here's the rub. You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, how can you take an oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States when it is under attack most frequently by the forces of the United Nations organization?
Right.
You cannot preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States in a proper function as long as you are complying with the tentacles and tenets of the UN organization. Now, do all the people in office and responsibility know and understand this? No, I don't think they do. Why? Because it's something that they've grown up with. It's like the old business of, you know, I'd stop beating my head against the wall because I think it might feel good, but I'm not sure. It's the uncertainty, it's the ignorance, and it is also the conspiracy of those handful of people who do know what this continued policy will result in. It will result in the destruction of the United States as we know it. Now, let me give you a real ugly scenario. Let's suppose all within 1 week, Musharraf in Pakistan is assassinated, Mubarak in Egypt is assassinated, and Andres Obrador, the radical leftist, becomes president of Mexico. All of that is plausible. That's much more plausible than an atomic threat out of Iran. That could all happen next week. Then what? Then you've got Islamic radicals armed with nuclear weapons. And they could bring them in right through a convenient entree right through Mexico.
We'll be right back with Larry Abraham here at the American Truth Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Larry Abraham. And Larry, from the Insider Report, is saying what will happen, what would happen, certainly if Musharraf in Pakistan was to be assassinated. And that would really mean, in my estimation, and I think Larry would agree, that radical Islam would control both the missiles and the nuclear weapons that Pakistan has. And they have a considerable number of nuclear missiles. Of course, where did they get them? They got them from our good friends in Red China, built with American technology and American know-how. But be that as it may, Pakistan now, their weapons and their missiles, nuclear tip missiles, would be controlled by the Islamists. But my concern is, Larry, you know, if we go to war with Iran, I honestly believe that radical Islam will overthrow Musharraf and Mubarak, and we'll end up with the same scenario. So it's sort of like we're in a lose-lose situation no matter what we do.
Well, I don't think going to war with Iran or going to war with Syria in the fashion that we went to war with Iraq is necessary. As I say in the piece that I wrote, Clash of Civilizations, it was important for us to set a giant aircraft carrier right down in the middle of the Arab world, and Saddam Hussein was the soft target. There was far more potential public support for taking Saddam Hussein out than any other radical Arab leader at that time.
And so basically, you feel that this is the reason we went there. It had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. They did not, and they would not tell the American people the truth about why we really went there. You're suggesting we had to have a base in Central Asia for American forces. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, it is a fair assessment, and we did, and we do need that sort of operational capability there. But as far as the weapons of mass destruction are concerned, as we now know, there's plenty of evidence to show, the New York Times doesn't give it much exposure, ABC, NBC, CBS gives it none, but there was plenty of evidence to show that, yeah, that Saddam was simply waiting to reignite his atomic weapons program and to reignite his chemical and biological weapons program, and that he was keeping that strategy primarily away from his own generals. This was the exclusive knowledge of himself and his two perverted sons. So there was ever reason to believe that there was weapons of mass destruction, or certainly potential weapons of mass destruction, available in Iraq for the possible dispensing to the likes of people like Zarqawi, who was also in Iraq at the time and had been a supported by Saddam Hussein, and other radical interests, including bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. So I'm not apologizing for the administration's going to war against Iraq. I think that was a necessary and vital thing to do. I do think that they placed too much emphasis on the weapons of mass destruction aspect of it, and I think that that was unnecessary. There was public support for the elimination of Saddam Hussein and for the United States to say, listen, this guy has got all this oil wealth. He's been spreading it around, enriching himself because of the UN Oil for Food program, which is a farce. And now he's going to be dispensing help and support, which he was, and nobody argues about the fact he was sending $25,000 to the families of every suicide bomber anywhere in the world. We need to take this guy out because we need to establish a base of operations. Just, and we can't do it in Afghanistan, which had already been a successful operation, because it's too far out of the mainstream. It's too far up on the Hindu Kush. You can't operate from up there.
Okay, and I certainly believe that Saddam Hussein was a wicked guy, and he was helping to fund the families of the Palestinian suicide bombers, but Saudi Arabia is doing that today.
Well, here's another point. Let's say, to go back to something we talked about earlier, that is selective assassination. Now, if you were to talk about this on the floor of the Congress, oh my goodness, a bunch of people led by Ted Kennedy would just go all upset. Well, we can't do that, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me ask you this. How many websites have you seen in the United States advocating the the assassination of George Bush, for example. Now, you're not going to see that done on the floor of the Senate, but if you asked any dedicated leftist in this country today, if by the assassination of George Bush a million lives could be saved, would you be for it? How many of them would agree to that? I suggest to you most of them. If you said to them, if through the selective assassination of Ahmadinejad in Iran and Assad in Syria, millions of lives would be saved, would you be for it? No, they wouldn't. They have two different standards. One of which, but both of those standards have one thing in common. Their desire to see America changed forever.
Well, I think that there is going to be some dramatic changes in America in the very near future. I am firmly convinced that there will be some sort of a military strike on Iran if we cannot destabilize the country and replace the existing government. And I just don't know where, when you start a war, where that war is necessarily going to end. Certainly, when they started World War One, it was only a little minor border incident, and we know how it ended up.
Where is the consensus inside the current administration for a war on Iran? I don't see it. I don't see it coming out of the administration, and I don't see it coming out of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I don't see any prelude to war. Usually in our country, if you go back and take a look at it, there are the, quote, the drum beats of war. The preparing of the population for war.
Well, I hope you're right, and I hope that I am wrong.
But I don't see the drum beats for war. Now some would say that the talk of Iran's atomic capability, but I listen to the president's speeches on this and comments on this and other White House spokesmen. I listen to Condoleezza Rice and read her writings and stuff coming out of the Defense Department. I don't see any build-up to war. Now, the problem, of course, is will we namby-pamby around with this situation to the point where it becomes a foregone conclusion that you're going to go to war because somebody strikes you and hits you with such lethal authority.
We're out of time. God bless. Good to talk to you, Larry. We'll get together again real soon.
Okay, Doctor. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, understand here at the American American Freedom Network, and I wanted you to hear Larry Abraham this morning. He's an old friend. I don't necessarily agree with everything he has to say, but I wanted you to hear his opinion. He's been around for a long time. I've got a lot of good ideas. However, I look upon what's going on as part of a long-range plan to draw us into World War III, because I believe that there are spiritual forces behind everything that is going on that have been planning this war for a very long time. And, of course, with this will come terrible repercussions as far as the United States is concerned. Those of you who listen regularly know I was back in Washington, D.C. this last weekend, and there I had the opportunity to talk to one of the major architects of what's going on, and the impression I got from him was that the attack, it will be certainly not an invasion, but an attack on Iran will be forthcoming in the near future. Let's wait and see and hope and pray that his appraisal is wrong, because I believe an attack on Iran could lead to terrible consequences and repercussions as far as our country is concerned. And if you think gasoline is high today, you just wait until we attack Iran. And I think we could see some terrible, a considerable increase in the price of gasoline, which is exactly what the elitists want. They want to force you out of your cars, lower your living standards. They believe in equality for everybody, but the Olympians, those people who are to be the rulers of the New World Order and the New World Religion. Well, if you really want to get information, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on world revolution. To understand the long-range spiritual implications of what's going on and the secret societies that put the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the unfinished pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye that hovers above. Why, of course, it would be the video or DVD, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And certainly, we hope many of you will want to get my three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy that rule the world, because there is another dimension, there is a spiritual dimension behind everything going on today. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to verify the story I told this morning about the fact that, on according to Robert Baer, CIA agent, there would appear to have been at least two occasions when the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein in that period between 1991 and 2001, when there was the 9/11 attack, and on both occasions, why the military officers were betrayed by your State Department, controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Bilderberger, Club of Rome complex, because they had a different agenda, and I personally believe they were working on a timetable. And the war was not to occur earlier. Saddam Hussein had to remain in power because he was to be the target, and as Larry Abraham said so rightly today, it was long planned that we would have a military base in Central Asia. That's why we're building our military bases there. We're putting in $500 million embassy. This is all long-term planning. But we can't tell you stupid people out there in the American people the truth, because, of course, the Olympians have a far better idea how the world should be run than the common people. They're simply to go along with the program. Without realizing, of course, what the implications are as far as the future of this country is concerned. The plan is to destroy our currency, to lower the living standards of America, to join us with all the other nations of the world, the New World Order, the New World Religion. Pray for America. Pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship.